T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump went to the Pentagon today to talk about the next generation of missile defense.
On our newsline, CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Mike, tell us what the president is proposing.
Well, he's proposing a six-step new strategic missile defense platform that is similar to what we've done in the past, but it's really going to add more aggressive ground-based anti-ballistic missile platforms as well as a space layer. And similar to the Star Wars that was introduced back during the Reagan administration, this one's going to be all about sensors and making sure that we're completely confident as to when any missile is launched, which will allow us to respond. And he made mention about whether that's either from an enemy or even by mistake. So the president wants the U.S. to stay well ahead of this technology, as we have peer competitors in both Russia and China when it comes to ballistic missiles.
Yeah, China and Russia pursuing those supersonic missiles, as they're called. Is the U.S. doing that too, or is the U.S. behind the curve on that?
No, we have that hypersonic type of technology, and what that does is it's all about getting off the platform as fast as possible, and that's why that space layer, that sensor layer that the president talked about, will be important. Because if the Russians decide to launch one of those missiles, the challenge will be to determine where it came from, given the fact of the velocity when it leaves the missile platform. So that's why it's important to both have the technology ourselves so we can deter it, as well as make sure we know when we think one's going to be launched.
You know, Mike, the president's proposal sounds kind of Star Wars-esque, but is it realistic?
No, it is, Steve. It is. It has in it technologies that haven't been invented yet, and that's one of the things about presidents and administrations. Are supposed to create this kind of a vision and then turn the task over to NASA and turn the task over to the rocket scientists to figure out how it goes. But I don't think he would be saying it if he didn't feel confident that we had close to the technology. So I think that I'm one, though, that believes that anti-ballistic missile technology is destabilizing, because it would cause our enemies to potentially launch more of them at us. So I think we've got to still be careful as we go down this path.
Interesting. Not to mention the what I assume is an astronomical, no pun intended, price tag on all this.
Yeah, it's in the billions of dollars, and it'll all come out of the Department of Defense, and it'll be part of that space force that the president has already talked about.
All right, thank you, Mike. CBS News military analyst, Major Mike Lyons.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.